Welcome to Building the Bakken Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. Thank you, folks, for joining us. Glad to have you aboard, and what a fantastic program we have in store for you. We talk with Lynn Helms, Director of the North Dakota Department of Mineral Resources, about the Bakken's production and what 2017 is going to look like. Plus, William Prentice, about how much time's involved with permitting and pre-construction process as they get ready for their big Davis refinery coming to Belfield, North Dakota, the first greenfield refinery in the United States in 50 years coming to the Bakken. Jim Sabby, Pfeiffer's Auction and Realty, talks about mineral rights and surface rights and how to know the difference and really how that's changed over the past 10 years. Plus, Dean Bankson, research scientist with North Dakota State University, on a new study that impacts the Bakken's revenues. Also, Craig Forsander, Vice President of Natural Gas Gathering and Processing Operations for One Oak, talks about the new office park opening in Sidney, Montana, and what One Oak's plans are for this summer. All that plus much more on today's episode of Building the Bakken Radio. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Building the Bakken Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. In Kennel High, oh, 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 oh. The music on today's program is written and performed by singer-songwriter Brooks West. To find out more about Brooks West and his music, visit thecrudelife.com, click on the Musicians tab. Once again, that's thecrudelife.com, and click on the Musicians tab.
But now your heart is forfeit, and the razor remains. From a butcher's perspective, it's a hell of a trade.
Let me take a moment to talk to you about Eric Hatch and Hatch Coaching. Eric Hatch has built an empire on the business of helping others, and in this case, that means helping companies create wealth and abundance. Eric Hatch speaks on workplace culture, honesty in the workplace, transparency, faith, compassionate capitalism, and many other topics that will grow your business. Call and reserve Eric Hatch today, 701-318-4946. Or I'll tell you what, send me an email, jason@thecrudelife.com, and I'll make sure that it gets to Eric Hatch.
Back and forth against the stone is the only way for the blade to be home.
Welcome back to Building the Bakken Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. Thank you, folks, for joining us. Up next, we talk with Dean Bankson, research scientist for the Department of Agribusiness and Applied Economics for North Dakota State University.
This is about the sixth study we've done looking at kind of, you know, the overall economic footprint of the oil and gas industry on North Dakota's economy. And really what we're doing in this study is trying to see how many dollars are captured in the state's economy as a result of the oil and gas industry, and then look at the subsequent business volumes that those expenditure streams generate. You know, and what we found in 2015 was the first of the studies that we had conducted that the industry has actually contracted or shrunk. But what we did find was it still commands a very large share of the overall state economy.
So when you say overall share, the first thing that pops into my mind is ag, as if not a leader, close to the top. And then technology, I guess, would be probably next maybe. Did you get into that as far as, you know, what were the top 3-5 economic drivers of the state?
No, not really. This study is an industry specific study where, you know, we go to the industry and we ask them, you know, what are you spending your money on? Who are you purchasing your goods and services from? And then basically we work through that type of analysis and then we can compare that back to kind of state totals. You know, we would need to do something similar along those lines to get a comparative, you know, a number that would be comparative to the type of information that we're producing in this report.
So let's go over like maybe the last two, 2011, 2013, 2015, right? Because these are every 2 years. Is that correct? Okay. So how did those overall numbers look? Are they up? Are they down? Are we doing a little bit of a step process here?
What's interesting is, you know, looking at the growth, and everybody was aware of, you know, just the tremendous expansion that we observe in the state. It was probably something that few, if anybody, in the state has experienced. And when we started the study in the beginning of 2015, was right after the price collapse, and we were witnessing drilling rigs just absolutely just being shut down, you know, almost on a constant basis every day. And so drilling activity was in a free fall. What's interesting is that the industry still managed to put 1,600 wells in the ground that year. And with the combination of oil price and increase in production revenue, you know, we saw a decline in the overall value of oil and gas output. But what was interesting is that, you know, we saw about a 20% decline in the business volumes, but we saw a smaller decline in some of the other key metrics. And what those other metrics would be is looking at, you know, the share of state and local government revenues that are produced by the oil and gas industry, and looking at, you know, the share of personal income in the state and the share of employment. You know, with that 20% reduction in the economic size of the industry from 2013 to 2014, the numbers show that this industry is still a substantial economic force in the industry, or in the economy.
Did you get into like the retail specific, or even like the secondary midstream companies, how much the downturn in prices have impacted them?
You know, we didn't take the analysis down to an economic sector level in terms of what we have generated so far. We do internally in a lot of the economic models, but suffice to say, yes, there was a substantial drop in retail trade.
To listen to the full-length interview with Dean Bankson from North Dakota State University, or to listen to other Building the Bakken features, visit thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Building the Bakken Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network.
In your purple party dress, everyone who's ever met you knows exactly what's next. First, it's just a pinprick.
The music on today's program is written and performed by singer-songwriter Brooks West. To find out more about Brooks West and his music, visit thecrudelife.com, click on the Musicians tab. Once again, that's thecrudelife.com, and click on the Musicians tab.
Watch it shine so bright underneath the stage lights. You've been up all night.
If you have any questions on oil, gas, or the Bakken, or any other energy development question, feel free to email the program at jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com. And feel free to like our Facebook page as well. That's facebook.com/buildingthebakken. That's facebook.com/buildingthebakken. Like us on Facebook today. Let's take a moment and talk about Meridian Energy Group and the Davis Refinery. Davis Refinery, the first greenfield refinery coming to the United States in over 50 years, and it's coming to Belfield, North Dakota, right here in the Bakken oil field. Talk about addressing the need for local. Well, that's what the Davis Refinery is going to do. I mean, the Bakken right now produces more than 1 million barrels a day, and there is currently minimal refining capacity in the region, and the Davis Refinery will be addressing that need. Plus, the Davis Refinery will utilize North Dakota's energy resources and enable Meridian Energy Group and the region to realize huge long-term cost savings by eliminating the need to transport that crude oil to the Gulf for refining. For more information, check out davisrefinery.com or meridianenergygroupinc.com. That's davisrefinery.com and meridianenergygroupinc.com.
Entrek Crane and Heavy Haul, raising the bar for lifting and moving extreme loads of all types. Entrek specializes in platform and conventional heavy haul, equipment hauling, rig and camp moves, and much more. Entrek's the market leader with a modern, well-maintained fleet of 245 cranes. Get your load on the road. Call Entrek Crane and Heavy Haul, 701-552-2715, 701-552-2715. Entrek Crane and Heavy Haul.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. Learn more at mbienergyservices.com.